On a Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. Were it not for the drama of the presidential race, the battle for the U.S. Senate would probably be getting a lot more attention.
Democrats and their allies hold 53 of 100 seats. They have to defend many of those seats in November.
A net loss of just 3 seats would put them at risk of losing control of the chamber. A net loss of 4 would guarantee it.
This morning, we'll focus on one of the many races that figure into that equation. In Wisconsin, Democrat Herb Kohl is retiring, making it harder for his party to hang on.
Early polls showed popular former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson with an excellent chance of taking over, but recent polls show Thompson now trailing Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
Campaigning in Wisconsin is more than just shaking hands and kissing babies. It sometimes means dancing a polka. At the annual corn roast of fellow Congressman Ron Kind in the small town of West Salem last night, Tammy Baldwin didn't spin to the oompas of the accordion and the tuba, but she did press the flesh.
Hi, Tammy Baldwin. Pleased to meet you. How's the corn tonight?
Good.
Many considered the liberal congresswoman from Madison the underdog after Republicans in August nominated former four-term Governor Tommy Thompson for Wisconsin's open U.S. Senate seat. But recent polls show that the race has flipped, in part because Baldwin is firing up the Democratic Party base.
We're just so happy to have a good candidate, and I think she'll do well.
Nancy Tilmonis is a retired teacher from Holman, Wisconsin.
That was the first time I met her, was right there personally. But I'm just really happy with what I'm seeing in her ads and in her literature and what she's going to do for our state.
But while Wisconsin Democrats are pleasantly surprised to see Baldwin now in the lead, they also know this race is far from over. Because ask a lot of people in Wisconsin what they think of Tommy Thompson, and you get this kind of response.
Oh, I love the guy. I think he's great.
63-year-old Alex Seminis of Fond du Lac says he and many other voters remember Thompson's 14 years in office fondly.
Tommy Thompson is like Wisconsin. He was here when the Packers won the Super Bowl. He was our governor then. He just represents Wisconsin well.
But some at Alla Roma Pizzeria and Pub in Fond du Lac wonder if after 12 years out of office, Thompson's time in politics has come and gone. 45-year-old business owner Rick Mueller says he appreciates all Thompson did as governor, but...
When I do see him, I think, you know, why isn't he in a fishing boat? You know, I look at him and I'm thinking he's done enough. He doesn't have a whole lot to prove.
And some Wisconsin voters say they didn't really think much of Tommy Thompson back in the 80s and 90s and see him as an even worse candidate today.
I think he's out of touch.
School teacher Jackie Pullman takes a short break from bowling at the South Park Lanes in South Milwaukee. She says it seems like a different Tommy Thompson is running for Senate now compared to the Tommy Thompson she remembers as governor.
I think he doesn't have the people's best interests at heart anymore, the common everyday person. I do think in the past he did have that, but I don't think he has that anymore.
That's a theme ads attacking Thompson are hitting hard, making hay out of the fact that Thompson made millions as a Washington lobbyist after serving as Health and Human Services Secretary under President Bush. And the well-funded Baldwin campaign has been able to hammer away at Thompson almost completely unanswered, because Thompson emerged from a bitter four-way Republican primary, battered, bruised, and almost out of money. Republican political strategist Scott Becker.
He's said that basically they were broke.
But Becker says the Thompson campaign is now retooled, refocused, has been raising money, and is ready to hit back at Baldwin hard. Political scientist Joe Heim at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says big money from outside groups is flowing into the Wisconsin Senate race, too.
I'm afraid it's going to get nasty.
After all, Heim says, this could be the race that determines control of the Senate.
As other races get decided or look like they're less contestable, I think this one's going to become more.
And Heim says in this almost evenly divided state, that means the outside money and the ads could make the difference. And so, too, could the three Thompson-Baldwin debates, the first of which is tonight. David Shaper, NPR News in La Crosse, Wisconsin.